Regarding hypocrisy, those who say with their tongues what they do not mean in their hearts, the Quran says in chapter 48, verses 11 through 17, "The Bedouins who lag behind you will say, 'We were occupied with our possessions and families, so ask Allah to forgive us.' But they say with their tongues what they do not mean with their hearts. Say, 'Who can help you against Allah if it is that He wills to harm you or desires to benefit you? Allah is aware of what you do.' No, you thought that the Messenger and the believers would never return to their families, and this was made seem fair to you in your hearts, so you harbored evil thoughts, and so you are a destroyed nation. But whosoever disbelieves on Allah and His Messenger, we have prepared a blazing fire for the unbelievers. To Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. He forgives whom He will and punishes whom He will. Allah is the forgiving and merciful. When you set forth to take the spoils, those Bedouins who lag behind will say, 'Let us follow you.' They hope to change the words of Allah. Say, 'You shall not follow us. Allah has said so before.' They will reply, 'No, you are envious of us.' Rather, they have only understood a little. Say to the Arabs who lag behind, 'You shall be called upon to fight a mighty nation unless they embrace Islam. If you are obedient, you shall receive a good wage from Allah. But if you turn away, as you turned your backs before, He will punish you with a painful punishment. There is no fault in the blind or lame or the sick. He who obeys Allah and His Messenger, He will admit him into gardens underneath which rivers flow. But he who turns away shall be punished with a painful punishment."